Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved Master Muhammad, and we ask Allah to increase our knowledge. Ameen. Today we shall talk about some of the attributes and names of Allah, the Creator. Allah exists. His existence is not like the existence of the creations. He exists without a beginning and without a place. You cannot imagine God in the mind. Whatever is imagined in the mind, Allah is different from it. Allah's existence is without a beginning and without an ending. He is one, he has no partner. He is attributed with oneness in the sense that there is no partner to him in Godhood, and that no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 163, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ. This ayah means your God is one. Imam Abu Hanifa said in Al-Fiqh Al-Akbar, Allah is one, not in the context of numbers, but rather in the context that there is no partner to him. So there is no partner to Allah, and he is the only God that deserves to be worshipped, and he is the creator of all the creations. Allah is indivisible. He is not dividable. He is not a body. Some religious scholars said that the meaning of Al-Ahad, one of the 99 names of Allah, is similar to Al-Wahid, which means the one who has no partner. And some scholars of Islam said Al-Ahad means the one who is not divisible. That is, Allah is not a body, because the intellect judges that a body accepts divisibility, and Allah is not a body. Allah said in Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدٌ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. This beautiful verse in Al-Quran, it means, O Muhammad, say that Allah is one without a partner to him in the self or attributes, and the one who is indivisible because he is not a body. This is the meaning of Ahad. Allahu Samad, all creations need Allah, and he does not need any of them. He is the one to whom all resort in all types of the adversities. He does not benefit from his creations and does not ward any harm off himself by them. In other words, Allah does not need anything, and all the creations are in need to Allah, God, the Creator. Nothing was born out of him. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. So no one inherits him, and he was not born, so no one shares property with him. He is not the origin of anything, and he did not originate from anything. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. He has no equal in any way. So Allah Ta'ala is not a body. He is the Creator and does not resemble the creations. Allah said in dispraising the blasphemers in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse 15, وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا. This ayah means the blasphemers attributed to Allah parts among his creations. Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari said in his book An-Nawadir, whoever believes that Allah is a body is not knowledgeable about his Lord and is a blasphemer. Allah is the one who is awwal, without a beginning, and he is the one whose existence has no beginning, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one who is awwal in this context. He is the only one who is eternal, who has no beginning. Allah said in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 3, هو الأول والآخر, which means Allah is the one who does not have a beginning and does not have an end for his existence. Along its meaning falls the meaning of eternal, قديم, when attributed to Allah. The nation of Islam unanimously agreed on the validity of attributing the قديم, the name Al-Qadim, to Allah. As Zabidi conveyed this unanimous in his book Sharh Ihya'u Ulum al-Din. So Allah is eternal, He has no beginning and no ending. And Allah is alive, He is Hayy. The meaning of Al-Hayat, when attributed to Allah, or life, when attributed to Allah, is that He is attributed with an eternal and everlasting life, which is not soul, flesh and bone, or blood. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 255, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, which means, no one is God other than Allah, who is Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. Allah also said in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 58, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, which means one should rely upon the one who is alive, Allah, Al-Hayy, who is alive, who does not die, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the attributes of the Creator, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al-Qayyum, which means without an end. Allah is Qayyum, that is, without an end. Some scholars said the Qayyum is one whose existence does not end. Other scholars said the Qayyum is the one who does not need anyone. Both are attributes of perfection to Allah. He does not need any of His creations. Allah is the everlasting, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ad-Da'im. The meaning of Ad-Da'im, when attributed to Allah, is it means the one who does not annihilate. And annihilation is intellectually impossible for Him. No one is everlasting, da'im, in this context, other than Allah. There is no partner to Allah in everlastingness, because Allah is everlasting by Himself, and He deserves this attribute by Himself. Nothing else confirmed it to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted. The everlastingness of Allah is by Himself, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the everlastingness of other than Allah, like paradise and hellfire, does not pertain to themselves. Rather, Allah willed for them to be everlasting. Allah is the Creator, Al-Khaliq. The meaning of the Creator is the one who created and formed all the creations. That is, He brought them from non-existence to existence. Creating in this context may not be attributed to other than Allah. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Fatir, verse 3, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, which means, no one is the creator except Allah. He is the sustainer, الرازق. Allah is the sustainer. The meaning of the sustainer, the Raziq, is the one who brings sustenance to his slaves, his creations. Ar-Rizq is what facilitates, even though it may be prohibited. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Hud, verse 6, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. This ayah means Allah provides the sustenance to all what is on earth. Allah is Al-Alim, which means the meaning of Al-Alim is the one who is attributed with an eternal and everlasting knowledge which does not change. Allah knows about everything before it happens. Allah said in Surah Al-An'am, verse 59, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. The tafsir of this verse, the interpretation, means only Allah knows about all the unforeseen and what is in land and sea. No matter what a leaf may fall, Allah knows about it. Any grain in the darkness of earth, or a wet or dry thing, all are registered in a book. So that means Allah knows about everything, and His knowledge is everlasting. Al-Qadir or Al-Qadir, both are attributes of Allah. And Al-Qadir, when attributed to Allah, means the one who is attributed with Al-Qudrah, power. Power is an eternal and everlasting attribute by which Allah affects in all the mentally permissible things. That is, in all that which is by the judgment of the mind is permissible to exist and to be annihilated, Allah is able to affect that. The power of Allah is not related to neither the mentally necessary, that is, that which the mind does not conceive its non-existence, nor to mentally impossible, that which the mind does not conceive its existence, such as having a partner to Allah, or a size, or shape, or a body, or a form to Allah. Intellect does not accept such a belief, or such as the belief that God has a partner. Mentally and intellectually, that is impossible. Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, verse 29, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Tafsir, which means, Allah knows what is in the heavens and earth, and Allah has the power over everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we spoke about the mental possibility and necessity and impossibility. What are they? The mental judgment is divided into three categories: the necessary, the impossible, and the permissible. The mentally necessary, it is what the mind cannot conceive its non-existence. This refers to Allah and His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only the mind says, intellectually there has to be a creator to this wondrous and amazing universe. The mentally impossible, it is what the mind cannot conceive its existence, like the existence of a partner to Allah. That is mentally impossible. And the mentally permissible, it is what the mind conceive its existence at one point of time and its non-existence at another point of time, like the entire creations. Allah created the creations when they did not exist. Allah does whatever He wills. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ. This means, Allah does whatever He wills means that Allah has the power to create what He eternally preordained by His will, irada. Nothing makes Allah powerless from doing that. Nothing prevents Him from doing that, and He does not need the assistance of others. Allah said in Surah Hud, verse 107, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Which means, had Allah willed, they would not have fought one another. However, Allah does whatever He willed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He willed to be, shall be. And whatever Allah did not will to be, shall not be. The statement means that all what Allah willed to exist must exist in the time that Allah willed for it to exist. This equally includes the good, evil, obedience, disobedience, blasphemy, and belief. What Allah did not will for it to exist shall not come into existence. It will not happen and it will not occur. ما شاء الله كان وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And the will of Allah is eternal. It is everlasting. And it does not change. The statement that we mentioned is taken from the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Dawood narrated in his book As-Sunan that the Prophet taught his daughters this statement. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. This means, whatever Allah willed to be, shall be. And whatever Allah did not will to be, shall not be. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The statement means, no one can evade sinning without the protection of Allah. And no one has the strength to obey Allah without the help of Allah. Abu Ya'la narrated the explanation of this statement from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was confirmed that the Prophet urged us to say it over and over again. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah is attributed with all proper perfection and is clear of all imperfection. The statement was restricted, as you notice, we said all proper perfection. We restricted it by saying proper. Why? Because there is perfection that is befitting to Allah. Perfection is either a perfection attributable to Allah and to other than Allah, such as knowledge. Or perfection that is attributable to other than Allah, but not a perfection attributable to Allah. For example, like the soundness of the mind. An attribute may be a praise to Allah and a dispraise when attributed to humans, like the attribute Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar is a praise when attributed to Allah, and it is a belittlement when attributed to the humans. And the meaning of Al-Jabbar when attributed to Allah is the one whom hands do not reach him, and for whom nothing happens in his dominion except what he willed. He is not powerless, he is the very powerful, and nothing happens in Allah's dominion except what he willed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is clear from all imperfection. Allah is attributed with all proper perfection. Nothing resembles Allah in any way, and he is attributed with hearing and sight. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast onto Islam, and we ask Allah to guide us to the correct path all the time and to gather us with our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kind and companions. Ameen. And Allah knows best.